Join us now for Call to Worship, dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by Zion Chapel.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice.
This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings, and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas. His hand the wonders wrought. Reading from Romans chapter 1, a picture of ourselves where we are today as a nation, as a church. It has put us in darkness and foolishness because we deny the Creator. We are literally promoting everywhere the theory of evolution. It's taught all over, not only in the secular world, but in the church, a great part of it, the seminaries, colleges, universities, even so-called Christian schools. Teaching the lie of evolution. We are dishonoring God. That is what we read here in Romans chapter 1, verse 19. Because that which may be made known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Even as eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. That's where we are today, in the dark, fools, in regard to understanding things as we should. We are proving it in our homes. We're proving it by our government. We're proving it by our schools. We need to come back to recognizing God as our Creator and live by faith in Him. Let's pray that God will teach us from these words, as we have so many scriptures that tell us of creation. Last week we read from Genesis 1, very plain, the history of the world described there. The world as we know it, made in 6 days. God spoke and it was done. First day to the sixth day, and then on the sixth day, he created us, and the seventh day, he rested. All of that is history, and that needs to be believed. I say again, it needs to be believed to give God glory. It needs to be believed to take ourselves out of darkness and foolishness where we are, literally destroying ourselves as a nation, homes, and the churches within the nation. If we succumb to that, our Father, we come to thee through Christ Jesus, the one who with thee created the world, the one of whom it is said nothing was made that was made without him. Everything that we can see, everything that we know, was made by him and by thee. We pray, Father, that we might know that of the rest of the world, that we might know it of ourselves as well, when we read, thou and the Son said together, let us make man. And that's why we're here, because we are thy created beings. Thou to speak us into existence and bring about Adam and Eve, and then in that way propagate the world. And that's why we're here, because of thy creation and all the things that we see, all the things that we know. We should know thee by that. We have no excuse not to know thee by creation, and we can also know thee by thy word as we read it here, and it speaks to us as well. And we pray that thou wilt now with thy spirit teach us. We ask in the name of Christ that it may be done for thy glory, that it may be done for our present and eternal good, that it may be done for the next generation, that we do not go further and further from thee into darkness and foolishness and self-destruction, as thou hast described us. Paul said to Timothy, and make us instruct those that oppose themselves. And that's where we are. When we deny thee as creator, and we promote the lie of evolution, we are denying our own good and denying thee as creator. And we pray, Father, that thou wilt teach us before we have further judgment to fall upon us. We know we deserve it, because we have denied thee as creator, and we know especially we deserve thy judgment, because we do not keep thy holy law. For thou hast said thou shalt not murder, and we are murdering the unborn every day in a terrible, terrible way. We fear, Father, judgment will come upon us. Thou hast spoken of it to Noah, that it will come. Thou hast shown us the example of Judah, that could not be pardoned because the innocent blood that had flowed there, and we are in line with that. I fear and tremble before thee. We pray and plead, Father, that we have not arrived at that place as Judah of old, till there was no remedy, not heeding thy word, not heeding thy commands and thy ways. And we pray in the name of Christ there might yet be mercy, there might be grace, there might be an awakening and a reviving before the time of judgment. We pray for thy blessing on thy word now as we read it, and seek to learn from it the message of creation for thy glory and our good, through Christ. Amen. As we again look at God's word, I want to make a couple more comments of Job. We ended the message last week speaking of him, and God used the last chapters of Job, chapter 38 through chapter 41, to show Job himself through the way of creation and asking him different questions. We read in chapter 38, verse 4, where wast thou when I laid the foundation of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Here we read, God laid the foundation of the earth. He did it. He spoke it into existence. Then we have the different questions that he asked. If Job can do anything in comparison to God, in chapter 38, verse 34, can thou lift up thy voice to the clouds, that abundance of waters might cover thee? Can we do that? Bring the rain down? God can, as creator and sustainer of the world. As we can read in the history of Israel. He sends rain on one city and not on another. We can ask for it, but then God has to do it. We can keep on going. Chapter 40, we read in verse 9, where God says to him, "Hast thou an arm like God, or canst thou thunder with a voice like him?" God's thunder and lightning was his voice from heaven. Jonathan Edwards used to speak of the majesty of God in the times of thunder, times of lightning. It was some of his wonderful times in thinking of the Lord and God showing himself in that way, thundering so people could hear it. Lightning, if it was at night, would light the whole earth up, all by God's decree. Here, God says, can you do that? Can you thunder? Not at all. Not at all. And he goes on that way, then using an example of some animals. In chapter 41, canst thou draw out the Leviathan with a hook, or his tongue with a cord which thou lettest down? Canst thou put a hook into his nose, or bore his jaw through with a thorn? That probably was an animal Job could only fear and stay away from. God asked him if he could tame that animal or control it, but none of it could be done. And he uses all these different examples of creation. Then the end of it, as we saw last week, it humbled Job. Again, Job asked God, "I know that thou canst do everything, that no thought can be withholden from thee. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that which I understood not, things too wonderful for me which I knew not." That's what we're doing today. We're talking against the Creator when we talk about evolution. We don't understand it. We just talk about a guess. We talk about a lie that is there in place of God's true history of, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We read that so plainly last week in the first chapter of Genesis. That is history. True history of the country. True history of the world. True history of you and I. We are here because God did that on those 6 days of the week, and he made everything, as we read a number of times, after their kind. Not evolution, not a change. Everything after its kind. The grass after its kind. The trees after its kind. Even the animals after their kind. Each one following through. Not a change. Not evolution. The grass has grown every spring after its kind by God's decree. The trees grow their leaves, the green leaves, every spring by God's decree and God's plan. And it's all after their kind, not different one year or the next. It is as God planned it, and it follows through in his way. And after Job realized that all, he said in chapter 42, verse 6, "Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes." When we are promoting the live evolution everywhere, everywhere it's being done, we ought to repent in dust and ashes. And if we don't repent, we will be punished as liars. Because evolution is a lie. We in the church must repent if we are wrong in it, and then we must make it known. It must again be made known that God is the Creator. He has in 6 days created the heaven and earth. That's not well known, but it must be made known. The church must be a salt and a light again in the rest of the nation, to the home, to the school, that the schools will teach the children the true story of creation. We must do it. As I said last week, there are a number of scriptures that tell us. We read some of them last week, and I'm going to pursue that again this week, simply reading of all the scriptures that refer to creation. Probably about 100 of them. We saw them from some of the earlier scriptures last week, and we saw them from the book of Job last week, And now we want to go on to the Psalms. There's probably at least about 20 Psalms that refer to creation and God's way in that. One of the first Psalms we want to refer to is Psalm 8. The psalmist speaking, Psalm 8, verse 3, "When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained." That psalm speaks of God and his greatness. As we think of that psalm, it also puts a verse in music. I'd like to read a psalm that's based on Psalm 8. "Lord, our Lord, thy glorious name, all thy wondrous works proclaim. In the heavens with radiant signs, evermore thy glory shines." God is showing himself, his glory, his name, by nature. The third stanza, "Moon and stars in shining height, nightly tell their maker's might. When thy wondrous heavens I scan, then I know how weak is man." God made the heavens, the clouds, the thunder, the lightning, the wind, all the different elements, and we are weak. We can see it, but sadly, we don't even understand it. We aren't strong enough to do that. Then we have the chorus to speak of God. "Lord, our Lord, in all the earth, how great thy name. Thine the name of matchless worth, excellent in all the earth, how great thy name." Yes, he is the creator. His name must be known. We can read in the history of Israel, he chose Israel to make his name known. He chose Jerusalem to make his name known. He chose the temple to make his name known. He even raised up Pharaoh to make his name known. But especially, we must know his name as the Creator. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We have it in this 8th Psalm. The heavens, the work of his fingers. The moon and the stars which he has ordained, all in their course, and all continue to show the glory of God and make his name known. Then going on to Psalm 19, we read, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. In them he hath set a tabernacle for the sun." The heavens declare the glory of God. The sun, moon, and stars, the clouds, the rain, the sunshine, all declare the glory of God. We see again a song also that shows that in a wonderful way. From Psalm 19, "The heavens declare thy glory, the firmament thy power. Day unto day the story repeats from hour to hour. Night unto night replying proclaims in every land. O Lord, with voice undying, the wonders of thy hand." Yes, the wonders of heaven, the wonders of the wind, the wonders of the rain, the wonder of the sunshine declare his hand, the wonders that he has done. Then going on to Psalm 24, there we read in verse 1, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods." Another psalm that shows so plainly that God is creator. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. He's the creator. We are the creatures. Another way to state it, he is the potter and we are the clay. All of us who dwell therein are there by his creation. We've not come from some other source, as evolution wants to speak of it, that man comes from different sources, and the foolishness even, that man comes from the monkey. It is a terrible lie. It's almost laughable, but it's very serious, because it's denying God as the creator, as he created us in his own image, right from the beginning. Man did fall, but we are created in God's image. And when there is the murder of the unborn and killing of people, we also have to see that has a bearing, because God said those will be punished that murder and that kill the innocent, because we are created in His image. We are murdering those of God's image when we are murdering the unborn. We are in a guilty state under the danger of God's judgment. Then going on, we can also read in the 33rd Psalm, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and the host of them by the breath of His mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the depth in the storehouse, for He spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. That's why it's here. Every day we read, the first day, the second day, the third, and the fourth, to the sixth, God spoke, and it was done, and it was good. He spoke the world into existence. That's what God can do, and that's what He has done. And that's what we read here in the ninth verse of the 33rd Psalm. For He spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. He did that in the beginning, and He upholds the world by the word of His power. All things repeat itself every year, as I said before. The grass in the springtime, and we have seed time and harvest. We have the four seasons of the year: spring, summer, fall, winter. It repeats itself every year. That's not evolution. That's God's plan of creation and God's way in creation. And as He said also, seed time and harvest will not fail. He's given it. He's given it a wonderful way in our area this year. Seed time in the spring, and the crops were planted, and they grew, and they were watered, and they had sunshine, and there was a wonderful harvest in the fall. Almost every year, becoming larger, all by God's decree and God's good gift to us. Then we go on to the 74th Psalm. The day is thine, the night also is thine. Thou hast prepared the light and the sun. Thou hast set all the borders of the earth. Thou hast made summer and winter. Every year it repeats itself. Summer and winter. Summer and winter. Summer and winter. That's not evolution. That's God creation repeating itself every year since the time of creation. Seed time and harvest, summer and winter. It says, God did that. Thou hast set all the borders of the earth. Thou hast made summer and winter. It's here by God's plan and God's order. It comes. It comes the warmth of the spring, the summer. It comes the cold of the winter, especially in our area. It's different in some areas of the country, but in ours, we know especially what the difference is, summer and winter. The heat of the summer, the cold of the winter. God set all the borders of it and the earth. Every year repeats itself. Then going on to Psalm 89, the heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them, the north and the south, thou hast created them. Remember how short my time is, wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Again, because of creation, we can say with the psalmist, the heavens are thine. The earth also is thine. The heavens are there. He made them. We can see the description of them in the first chapter of Genesis. Then the earth is also His. He separated the earth from the heaven. And as we read last week, it wasn't mud. It was a dry earth that came out of the sea. It says, the north and the south, thou hast created them. Each area, north and south. We also have the east and the west, which is not mentioned here, and then ourselves in light of it. In verse 47 of Psalm 89, remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? I'm an old man, 94 years old, but my time is very short. From the first day I went to school, I was a little child, then the youth, then the middle age, and it soon passes by. We read here how short my time is. One thing to do, redeem the time. How we have failed to do that. How much time we have spent in foolishness. How much time we have spent in waste. How much time we have spent that we can only regret. It was in the way of the flesh, not the way of the kingdom of God. Not doing what Christ said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. And that should not just be first at one time, but that should continue every day. What can I do to answer the prayer that the Lord Jesus taught us? Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How can I do that more? I have to repent when it wasn't done, when was not only time wasted, but time of sin, time of disobedience before God, time that comes short of his glory, the Creator, not realizing why I was created. I was created here for his glory. And as we can read in Romans chapter 3, we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Yes, we come short. Will we have revival? Will we try to redeem the time? Will we recognize God as the Creator as we should? Will we make it known to others? Will we shout it from the housetop that God has created the heaven and the earth, not the lie of evolution, which is everywhere? It's a lie. And we have to protect others from it. And we have to call back others from it, lest they bear God's judgment because of it, and God is dishonored. Like we read here, we become vain in our imagination, and our foolish heart is darkened. Will we continue in that, in our country, in our home, in the church, in the school? Or will we come back to God, the Creator, as his created beings, in humbleness, like Job did? I abhor myself in dust and ashes. Let's pray that we will have Christ in the right way. Reading from the song, this is my Father's world. The birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their Maker's praise. This is my Father's world. He shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass, I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems all so strong, God is the ruler yet.
Thanks for listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423. Or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, visit their website at calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship, sponsored by Zion Chapel.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth.